never know how much I really love you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to proceed with the commission hearing yesterday and then take calls. Do not hang up. The next person to testify after Rusty Bowers is Gabriel Sterling. Gabriel Sterling is the chief operating officer of the Secretary of State's office. In other words, he's number two to Brad Raffensperger. And he was a numbers guy, a tech guy, very, very competent guy who ran the elections. And this guy, conservative Republican, but he was magnificent in his testimony. He said, I'm going to give you a couple of lowlights of what happened there, but highlights of his testimony. He said that there was a lower level Dominion employee. Now, Dominion was the voting machine company. One of the absolute strangest ironies of all of this is Dominion voting machines are mostly used in rural areas in rural states where Trump won. They tend not to be used in the larger urban areas where Biden won. And yet Trump just pulled Dominion out of thin air. And a QAnon supporter, identifying himself as such, called a Dominion employee very low level and said, you've committed treason. And then they sent a GIF by text or email of a noose with the phrase, may God have mercy on your soul. Scared the heck out of this guy. Lower level, not highly compensated guy. Called the Secretary of State's office. Gabriel Sterling responded. Trump spread the word that there were secret suitcases of ballots, that they were fed through the machines multiple times. And Gabriel Sterling and then Brad Raffensperger, when he spoke, had very, very succinct responses. Conservative Republicans voted for Trump, but they said, first of all, we audited it three times. We did a scan audit, then Trump wanted a hand audit. There are 5 million ballots, Raffensperger testified, in Georgia. They looked at every one and matched it up. And it said it came within point something 00001 of agreement with the scan, which is statistically unbelievably accurate. And they said, all this business about suitcases of votes, that was false. The videos that they produced simply were bins in which the ballots were kept, and people would then take the bin and feed them absentee ballots through the machine. They were not sent several times. And then they did another scan audit. They did three audits. And they said the reason Trump lost is 28,000 Georgians didn't vote in the presidential election. But most of them voted for Republicans down ticket. And also, 30,000 more people voted for Republican members of Congress than voted for Trump. In other words, they split their tickets. Trump disgusted the voters in two respects. One respect was, you may remember, he went around saying, this vote is rigged. He said it in advance, don't bother to vote. The stupidest thing that any politician ever said, don't bother to vote, because then the only people who don't vote are your people. The other guy's people lick their chops and they vote. Your people don't vote. And the idiot did that. And Ronna McDaniel, the head of the Republican National Committee, and many other Republicans said, for God's sake, knock that off. And then he kept it up. Then after he lost, there was a runoff for two Senate seats. Raphael Warnock was running and Jonathan Ossoff. And he said, don't bother to vote. It's rigged. And both of them won, the two Democrats. So Georgia, for the first time in memory, had two Democratic Senate seats flipped to the Democrats and the presidency in Georgia because of who their nominee was. I mean, even somebody who doesn't seem to have any ability to be president at all, if Pence had been the nominee, it wouldn't have been that bad. He lost because he was Trump and because of the things that he did. Period. End of story. Then Raffensperger testified. He was magnificent. He had a 67-minute phone call with Trump that he taped, which is lawful to do in Georgia. It's a one-party consent state like Wisconsin. In the old days, there were two-party consent states like Illinois and Pennsylvania, and you taped a conversation there and didn't get let the other guy know and get his permission, it was a crime. But in Wisconsin and in Georgia, apparently, only one party has to consent, which is you who are doing the taping. Okay, and he told Trump, Brad, I just want 11,780 votes, one more than we have. Then he said, it'd be dangerous to say no criminally, Brad, because failure to do your job could get you prosecuted. Prosecuted. Raffensperger stood tall, said no. Said no. He easily could have caved in. All he had to do is say there's a problem and not certify. He didn't have to do anything else. They made sexual death threats against his wife. They broke into his daughter-in-law's house. His son had died, so the daughter-in-law is a widow with little kids. They broke into her house. That's a criminal burglary. That's a criminal burglary. You can't break into somebody's house. Scared the bejesus out of the daughter-in-law. But I'll tell you what, Brad Raffensperger stood tall. Brad Raffensperger stood tall. Then we have the whole issue of Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman. Who are Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman? They were magnificent. Ruby Freeman is Shea Moss's mother. Shea Moss's name is Shea Freeman Moss. They had a little business making leather purses for women. That's how they supported themselves. Two African-American women. You know, they didn't have it easy down in Georgia, I imagine. They didn't have it easy down in Georgia. And suddenly they introduced video, Giuliani did, and Trump. And they mentioned Ruby Freeman's name 18 times. And they said, look at her take these secret ballots out of the suitcase. Look at her feed them in several times. And then Shea Moss, Ruby Freeman's daughter are together, and I think Ruby Freeman hands her something that seems small and white. And here's what Giuliani said. This guy needs to be sued for libel. I know he was sued. I know that some people have paid damages, but not everybody. This is flat out libel, defamation. He said, look at that, handing her a USB port with plenty of votes on it to stick into the machine. Look at that. It's just like cocaine or heroin. It's like drugs because they're two African-American women. So they asked Shea Moss, what was it? She said it was a ginger mint. My mother handed me a ginger mint. They had to stay there and keep working to feed all the stuff into the machine, the Epstein ballots. They did three audits on that machine. Three audits. Two scan, one hand. If that had been true, what Trump and Giuliani were saying, and now, by the way, they've shut up. They're not saying it anymore. They just said it to rile up the base. That would have shown up. There would have been more votes than ballots. There weren't. They looked at physical ballots. They were threatened so badly, Kay Moss and Ruby Freeman. The FBI told Ruby Freeman, leave your house for 2 months. She had to sleep on the couch, her friends and relatives. They lost their business. And then they testified they no longer work at the polls, no longer work at the polls. And they said nobody in that polling precinct will work there again. They're afraid. Shea Moss said she liked working with older voters, people who in the past had been stopped from voting. Now they love to vote and they weren't tech savvy. She loved it. She loved it. They got threats on murder and rape on social media. Homicidal threats. They were going to kill her. They're going to kill her. One said, you better be glad it's 2020 and not 1920, which is when the Ku Klux Klan ran Georgia. Well, it destroyed their lives. Ruby Freeman, this is sad. She said, my name, I'm known by everybody as Lady Ruby. She loved that. She said, I have shirts in every color and I wear them, but I won't ever wear one again. I'm afraid of my name. Somebody recognized me in the supermarket, they may kill me. She won't go to the supermarket. She has friends buy her groceries. She's afraid. She's afraid that her last name will be used. And then she said, and this was so compelling, she said, because the mother testified with her deposition, she was sitting in the audience and they played her deposition. She said, the president of the United States is supposed to protect everybody. He's not supposed to target anybody. They targeted her, scapegoated her. They are afraid to walk down the street. They are afraid because there are people who threaten to murder and rape them. They won't give out their names. Shay Moss won't give out her business card anymore. They're afraid to leave the house. Why should anybody have to leave his house for 2 months? Because they did their job. They did their job. They were just scapegoated. They were just scapegoated. Then the coup de grace for me was men broke into their grandmother's house, Shay Freeman Moss's grandmother's house, Ruby Freeman's mother, the grandmother, elderly woman, and said, where are Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman? We're going to make a citizen's arrest. Scared the bejesus out of her. This is Georgia. If somebody had done that in Georgia before John Kennedy was elected, they would have murdered any black person they wanted and gotten off. This is disgusting what happened. This is disgusting what happened. We're going to go to the lines quickly. The lines are really lighted up, and you've been on a long time. Don't hang up. We're going to start with Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a man who loves his country. And
thank you, Jack.
I have a comment here. You had a fellow earlier there. His favorite network doesn't carry the hearings. I don't know why they call themselves a news station.
Jack, we have about a minute to go. I love hearing from you. If you can just boil it down, because what you have to say is important.
Oh, okay. Here's a guy that all these people have been and the hearings have been Republicans. Well, he calls himself a conservative, yet he's digging up news from the internet that's all phony. What's wrong with these guys? These are all Republicans. Why can't he just look? You tried to overthrow the government. You. This is a serious crime. And these are all Republicans. What is wrong with a guy like Gary? That was my comment, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to respond after the break. I'm being dragged off the air. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Terrific comments. I'll get back to you after the break and to the other callers. Don't hang up.